Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Home of the Pricito. Our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. Dolphins lose. Jim Harbaugh was peacocking yesterday. Guy was so happy with his giant quarterback. Giant, stupid quarterback with his inability to be brought down.
Don't rip him. You could have had him.
They could have had him. And then, you know, he was at Michigan, so it was a little bit of a weird conflict.
I'm talking about the big quarterback that you were talking about.
Oh, who's ripping him? I said he's because he's stupidly big and can't be brought down by anybody? How's that ripping him?
You call him stupid, but, you know.
I mean, he doesn't look like the brightest bulb in the show. Neither does our quarterback, by the way. Guy sits here. He's like he thinks the podium's become his therapy couch.
You do have to admit that, Leroy. Tobin's right with that.
What?
Tobin said two things that one, the peacocking and the fat cat with some of these players, and second, he said it's been a strife in the relationship between Tua and Mike McDaniel from the beginning of the season.
I don't necessarily think that.
I think he's right.
I think that when you're losing, we read far too much into the comments. Now, I will say this. There's been a couple of things that if you can't clarify them, you just don't say.
Mm-hmm.
Like the meetings, everybody just assumed it was like a players only meeting or whatever. And those meetings happen all the time. And you don't talk about any of that stuff unless you're 1-5. And I would expect, here's what I would expect. I would expect the quarterback, who is the leader of your team, to not put anything out there that could be deemed the way it is because you're losing, right? And because guess what? If they're 5-1, the same things could be happening. We ain't talking about culture and
right.
stuff.
100%.
And that's the part that I'm discouraged about, because if there's anybody who should keep it moving and stay positive and keep working and toe the line or anything, it needs to be the quarterback, because that's who we're listening to the most. So if you're putting stuff out there that requires either one, an explanation, or two is not very clear on what you're saying, right? So, for example, as much as I know that, and I believe when Tua talks about leaders, he's talking about himself. Then he makes the other comment about the meetings. It gets confusing.
And that's the thing with him, and that's why I don't subscribe to, oh, you guys didn't hear earlier in the press conference when he took accountability. It's like, well, dude, I'm sorry, but people got their lives to live. Like, if you don't think that in the world we live in, where we're in a chopped up, clipped up, Instagrammed up society, if you're not aware that the shortest amount of words can carry the biggest amount of weight in this day and age, as an athlete in this generation, well, that's ignorant on you, because nobody talks more than you do. And this has been a thing that has happened all year long. There's been an extra thing. And you're just like, why did he have to bring that up? And I get it. Tua spent the entirety of his first two careers taking a lot of arrows, taking a lot of the hits. And I do think that there's a little bit of defiance that he's like, I'm not taking this anymore. That's fine. But there are also, you gotta have a better handle on, is this going to be a thing or is this not going to be a thing? And when we hear even from him where he goes, well, I don't really hear anything because I just go home. It's like, well, guess what, dude? Your teammates do. And the rest of the NFL universe does. You're getting ripped by Hall of Famers, all pros, analysts. It becomes a thing for your franchise here. And if you don't know that the gravity of your words are going to carry a little bit of extra weight because of who you are for the franchise, well, that's just pure ignorance. I don't know what to tell you. That's a dumb position to be in. So that's what I find bothersome. Forget about the fact that the Dolphins already seem to have just an unbelievably unprofessional organization as it is. Like, the fact that we're talking about this stuff last year was already a thing, and now we're still talking about it. You guys don't have the respect at 1-5. You guys don't have the respect among yourselves to put in that extra work. I mean, geez, Louise, that's just it's such a bad look to begin with.
Here's what I would say. Here's what I would say. That those comments are 1-5 comments, not 5-1 comments. And the reason why I say that is the same things could be going on, you know, like if you meet every Thursday at 5:00 after practice to go over some stuff and you're 5-1 and the same exact things are happening. It is not anything to do with culture. And that's the problem.
But can I give you an example? Can I give you an example on something? Bam Adebayo, okay? Bam Adebayo went to practice on Friday, flew across the country to go watch his lady win a championship. He's got enough cachet and status. He probably could have just said, I'll be back when I'm back. But guess whose ass was at practice the next morning and doing media? Bam. Because he's a professional. Like that, it doesn't matter what, and by the way, his team's not good now. He's been that way when they were good. He's been that way when they're bad. That's just how he is. That's how he carries himself.
Basketball is a little bit different, but it also has to do with who Bam is. So let's. And the way,
but is he not the highest paid player on the team though, Leroy?
But it's different situations. Their careers have taken a different
path. It's just professionalism, so, though, Leroy. Oh, that's what it is.
Okay.
Like, what does that have to do with status or anything?
No, it doesn't. But different people who come through the system or whatever system they come through. In different situations, it almost seemed like the day that Bam got to Miami, he was groomed for this spot. We heard from Zoe, we heard from everybody in that organization that this was going to be his team and he was being groomed for it with the people around him. Okay? So he handles himself accordingly. That's not necessarily the case in football. I won't just say on this team. It's a little bit different. And so from that standpoint, he can do things differently. He can. But a lot of this stuff you're hearing from everybody, including us, including all the talking heads, is 1 in 5. And that's how comments are around 1 in 5.
Yeah, but that's
you can say it's professionalism or not. It's 1 in 5.
I understand that, but that's the thing, is like when you're 1 in 5, everybody else in the locker room knows we're good. Captain's got us. No comment. Quick on it. He just wants to he wants to keep going. And whether that's and I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's just because, yes, we know Tua's very honest, but this didn't feel like honesty. This kind of felt like, let me also tell you what's going on here to kind of get the stink off of me, you know, turning the ball over left and right.
I mean, so here's the other thing we do. All right. We just look at the mistakes and not put them into context.
Has he had a good year? I'm not talking. I know. Yes. One interception didn't matter because he ended the game and the other one was in Waddle's hands. By the way, the other one was probably at the most critical point of the game where he swung the momentum of the game to the Chargers. So
he nearly had a pick three.
And he almost got picked off again. Do we get to talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay. But the pick that he had, very critical. So let's talk about meetings. What's up, Mo Skrilla?
Here we go again. Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good morning.
I've been a Dolphin fan for a long time. They had the Orange Bowl. They put Joe Robbie in my city, Kansas City. And then the Marlins and the Panthers came. Everybody that came behind the Dolphins and don't won a chip. You know, it started to get real frustrating, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to blame the players no more. I'm through with that. You know, Tua probably got about 10 interceptions already, but I don't know. Leadership, the owner, you know, Stephen Ross, you did good with everything around the stadium. Yes, we love everything around the stadium. But it's time for you to sell the Dolphins. Sell. Call the main man.
You want him to call the main man?
Anthony Caliendo?
Yeah, the main man.
To flip the business, or do you want the main man to buy the Dolphins?
I mean, he could flip the business.
Hey. If Stephen Ross wanted to sell the team, you ain't got to worry about getting help.
Yes. But I know one thing I don't want to say. I know Leo don't want to hear this, but it's time to tank for Mendoza. Get Tua out of there and let's tank for Mendoza, man. Indiana quarterback. He's a hometown guy from Columbia, Columbus High School, wherever he's from. But he's doing great. Let's just move on, man. Get everybody out of there and just move on, man. Let's just start all over and just break it on down and start all over, man. I'm through with it.
All right. See you, Mo Skrilla.
I would say.
It was a good job by Indiana this week, though, in the Kalel Ware Bowl.
Ooh, goodness. I would say that changing ownership is not going to matter unless Stephen Ross comes out and says, as long as I'm the owner, Chris Greer is going to be here.
Oof.
See what I'm saying? Then you can have, but at some point, even an owner who has been an excellent businessman throughout his career, even he walks into a room and looks at what's going on and has to say, what the hell are we doing?
I definitely think that I definitely think that last year, because he didn't open up the purse strings as much this year, like didn't restructure as many contracts, I definitely think that he put them in a, hey, I paid you guys already, like go figure it out this year. I think they're even he had to come into this year with some level of frustration.
And if you think about that, it's getting to that point. Now, I would say this about Chris Greer. If he had just kept everybody he drafted, this team would be better.
He's always reacting, though. He doesn't have any foresight.
Right, but that's my point.
That's a, you know.
That's my point, that he is the only GM in a long time that I have seen to actually draft decent players and then can't afford them. So when we go to your draft record and see who's on the team, nobody's on the damn team, right? You've given away so many first rounders for guys who are either not playing or not playing as well as the first round guy you could have drafted.
Right.
And here's the kicker. In all championship teams or contenders, you have probably four or five guys who are young that are playing for cheap. You can't afford to pay every single position. You got to be able to draft and have cheap labor. And the fact of the matter is, he tried to go out and buy all of the labor to the point where he couldn't afford his cheap labor. So it's been building. And I think that if Stephen Ross were to look back and see the path that they've taken, and now you're forced to play guys who may not be ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
That is a bad job. Oh, however you want to put it, it's a bad job, because this could have been done 2 years ago.
That's a
vibe. When you say, no, we're going to build through the draft. No, we got to go a different route. But you waited until it was absolutely a dumpster fire to come to the conclusion, we can't keep going and giving up draft picks for free agents. It's too late.
That Jonah's taking a beating.
Oh, dude, look, there is. You know what the worst feeling for a quarterback is? When you look left and see four eyes staring at you, the defender and the guy who's supposed to block him. Right? Like, there's an old crap moment right there. And I'm telling you that it is, I mean, to the point where we don't even talk about Patrick Paul.
Yeah.
Because it, holy smokes.
That sack was bad.
Yeah, it was.
It looked like they were maybe, was it a Simone greeting? And then he forgot that there was a snap. And then he was like, oh, because he got beat. Like, by the time he turned around, two was already on the ground.
Pretty wild, man. Let's go to Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's going on?
Hey, I'm going to say something real quick here. You know, Tua, not only can he not read coverages, he can't read a room, and he's a snitch, okay? this reminds me of when Kobe Bryant outed Shaquille O'Neal. Maybe I should just pay it off the girls. But anyway, you know, did he think he's going to get any respect from any team or teammate that comes to join that team? I wouldn't want to play for him. Okay. I thought it was about McDaniel, but I'm beginning to see that I'm really thinking it's Tua. And we're handicapped by his ability.
All right, appreciate you, Sean. I think that reading the room would help. I did see some of that. Like, there's a lot of, like, Dez Bryant's come out. LeSean McCoy's come out and said they're not going to respect you for this. Kurt Warner was like, you're telling on yourself in this case. You should be, you know, no deflecting of blame. Yeah, he's not getting a lot of grace with these comments. Right. But look, I agree with you, Leroy. The loss and the losses piling up make this all worse. That's why you need him in that position to not give any other meat to the piranhas, you know, dude?
No, I
unless we're walking, of course, into a Las Vegas aquarium, then I want the piranhas.
Here's what I would say. There is no excuse for some of the explanations and how he's gone about it, because the fact of the matter is 1-5 sucks. And you're tired of looking for answers when we already know what the damn answers are, right? There's nothing worse than being, you got to talk about other stuff because you don't want to put the real reasons out there that everybody is fully aware of and knows. And so you sometimes get yourself in a little trouble because you're trying to be so honest. All that being said, you can, I would say the reason why they're 1-5 is not because of Tua. He plays his part, right? So I'm not excluding him from it. But there are so many other things going on, including having the single-handed worst defense I've seen in a number of years.
That's really bad.
And teams running for 200 against you every week. Now, if I just use those stats and put them on any other team, no other team's winning games.
Mm.
And so while we're sitting here commenting on what Tua said and he's not being professional and all that can be fine, that's not the reasons why they ain't winning on Sunday.
I mean, it's not, but it's also not like that's why I say like it reflects on the whole team being bad. Like, I don't think this is a team that deserves a blame pie chart, because I think that there have been enough scenarios for all of them. Yes, I would say if you wanted to give 75%, give 75 to the defense, whatever. But in the times that they have shown up, the offense hasn't either. In the times the special teams has had a good play, then the special teams botches something else. The coaching decisions have been bad. Like, everybody's, it's not, this isn't something where you could really go, except for Devon Achane. Devon Achane's the only guy I'm giving a pass to the rest of the year. Like, he's the only guy who I'm like, very rarely this guy is doing anything other than just carrying everybody's ass all over the place. But Waddle's had drops. That was a terrible job by Waddle to start the game. Right in your damn hands. You a wide receiver one or what? Like, what's the deal, dude?
The problem is when you're a bad team, all of the mistakes always seem to be amplified.
Yeah.
From little to big to whatever. And that's also part of the problem, right? It's frustrating. It's frustrating to me to know that, like, if I get 10 other guys in that position that JP was in.
Oh, my God.
7 of them make the sack? Because they go at it with a different physicality than he went at it. Like, he went in there trying to hook. Get him on the ground.
Seriously.
Dude. Worry about everything else. Right? The fact that he could have three or four grown-ass men hanging from him and still throw a ball away to stop the clock and throw it in the direction of... Like, come on, man. Like, that, you want to talk about not professional? What y'all trying to do, lay him on the ground? Give him a pillow and a binky?
Trying to swaddle him?
Get his ass on the ground.
Take a break. Back after this.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.